Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth. Drama.
Welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F, the N-word. And, of course, I want to hear from you. So give me a call. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. Now, if you're afraid to call me, you can always email a brother. SmoothDrama@SmoothDrama.com. Questions, comments, concerns, take them all. Once again, going to hit us up, you're afraid to call, smoothdrama@smoothdrama.com. Social media. We have Facebook for you Facebookers out there. If you want to jump into the Facebook group, you can ask myself or Mr. J. You request to get into the Smooth Drama group on Facebook. Myself or Mr. J will add you. Once again, shout out to Mr. J, recovering from a severe health issue. Prayers are with you, brother. Anywhere you find Smooth Drama, add me. I'll add you back. We can talk a taste on it. Now, I also encourage you, if you're listening live, you can jump into the chat room. Or you can go to the Smooth Drama site and jump into the chat room also. We do some chatting after the show. We always do chatting about 10 minutes after the show. If there's any residual questions or something you wanted to talk about, you didn't feel like you wanted to get it out there on the air. So I'm uber available. Like, you call me up and I'm there. However you need me, I'm there for you. Anyway, speaking of being there for you, oh man, this is the inappropriate show. I'm just gonna talk about some stuff that I just thought was just really weird out there. First, Lizzo and her 21st Century 2.0 ass out. No, Prince had the ass out jeans where his ass was out. Literally, he had no pockets on the jeans. Well, singer Lizzo took it to the next level where her whole entire ass was out, but she had the thong, right? And that was her thing. And she even had a moment where they put her on the Jumbotron at the Lakers game, and she's twerking. You know, most Laker games are prime television, right? So it's a lot of people watching. Now, for me, it's not that big a deal. I thought the outfit isn't the wrong place at the wrong time. Yeah, some people complained about, well, it's a lot of kids watching, whatnot. I mean, well, if your kids is watching TV at night, there's Adult Swim, and if you're watching the games, realistically, we call them cheerleaders. Cheerleaders, they're like half naked, and they have really, really small outfits that have the ass out. So there's never really any argument there. Now, I thought that the ass out in the thong, it it was tacky. Some people would say, oh, because she's a bigger woman, that makes it, that made it tacky. I was like, no, I just thought it was tacky. Period. You're a multi-talented individual who's put themselves in a great position. Now, and I know this is publicity. We're talking about her, which is, I guess, good for her. Till stuff starts to matter to her one day, she gets a little bit older, she starts thinking, man, I wore the ass out dress. And I know a lot of people have seen it. If you haven't seen it, there's a whole Twitter video of her, and she's talking about it, whatnot. The whole thing, the whole scenario just was like, okay, you putting yourself out there. Good for you. I wasn't really worried about the kids. Most kids have seen that with the thong out. You know, that's, it's a beach thing. It's not really... That kind of stuff is not really something that kids aren't used to nowadays. Unfortunately, I had to preface it with the unfortunately part, because the fact that kids are used to that is a testimony to how we live in nowadays more than anything. But there are things that just don't shock me no more. So Lizzo with her ass out, with the cutout. So you know, just in case, if you haven't seen it, you don't want to see it, you want to go off my testimony. As you know, Lizzo is a what you would call a BBW. She is a Rubenesque, if we're going to throw some big words out there. She had the cutout. The whole ass was cut out. So you just saw it all. She's walking in the white dress. That was it. She made her statement. Maybe y'all gonna buy her next album because she had her ass out. I mean, I would think that your talent speaks, but I guess marketing wise, you want people, you want to stay on their minds like, oh man, you saw her with the ass out. I gotta get her next album. She be tripping. I want to see what she do next. Mission accomplished. You go, girl. Keep your ass out. I hope you don't live to regret it one day. Speaking of living to regret, I'm gonna start this off with white people, stop it. Just stop it, white people. Normally I do that afterwards, but I had to do this before, because apparently there's a new thing that white people are doing. We know that white people tan. It's their thing, which is one of the greatest paradoxes on earth, right? Because white people don't like black people. On the whole, I'm sure there's some white people who like black people. Whatnot. It's like five of y'all. Six. Maybe. Anyway. So they tan to get a little bit darker. So, man, I had a coworker who was pale, like she escaped from the caves of Utah when she came in the morning, go to lunch, and come back, and she looked like she's Puerto Rican. Just happens like that, right? Crazy thing. Apparently, there's a new tanning... and a new tanning phenomenon where they call it perineum sunning, where apparently white people tan their ass hole. Why? I don't know. You know, one would surmise is like people who shave or wax, they do it because somebody's looking at it. That's why that happens, right? So I take it that you do perineum sunning because people are looking at your asshole. And I guess that's going to make it prettier. I don't know. Somebody has to explain that one to me. If y'all email me, somebody come up with a better explanation than I have, because I got nothing else. Because I'm like, so we are tanning our assholes because we want it to be tanned and beautiful, because people are looking at our assholes and saying, man, why y'all just sitting up talking this, that conversation. Now you say, ooh, you getting fat. Oh. You need to cut your hair. You know, you got split ends, whatnot. Hey, yo, man, your ass crack. Look like you need to tan that bad boy. It's a little pale. Pale asshole. I can't make this up. And the fact that people do it on purpose is wow. So what I thought, because there's supposedly there's something that's coming up tomorrow. It's called the full cold moon kiss. And the full cold moon kiss is associated with this time of the year, because it happens as the temperature drops and winter settles in. Of course, that's the name, full cold moon kiss. And it's also been called the long night's moon by Native American tribes. And there's also a special thing that's happening, because Venus and Saturn will appear closer than usual in the night sky. If you're into telescopes, where they'll be 2 degrees apart and share what they call a celestial longitude. And it's a phenomenon known as a conjunction, thus the planetary kiss. So that's the full cold moon kiss, which will be visible tomorrow night through the morning of December 12th. So December 11th, tomorrow, through the morning of December 12th, you get to see that full cold moon kiss. And I'm gonna guess there's going to be some weird stuff that happens during that time period. Because it just, as we know, people move by water, by the moon. The moon affects people different ways, and whenever we have full moon, we have a full moon, things are different, right? Things happen differently. So it'll be interesting to see what happens during this conjunction. I'm curious. We'll have to document that and talk about it later on in the week. What is the crazy stuff that happens? I'm curious. I mean, there's a guy in Turlock going door to door asking for DNA from your daughter. It's a hoax. Turlock is a city on the outskirts. I guess I wouldn't say the Bay Area, but it's in this area. Just what, about 80, 90 miles out. Now, I think about that crazy stuff. You start thinking, okay, so is that the moon moving folks to be crazy and perverted? Because all I know is if you knock on the door and you ask for the DNA of my daughter, I'd be like, oh, yeah, sure. I'll be right back. Let me go get that for you. Now, a smart con man would probably run at that point. This guy, he just gets it. I'm just saying, for people in the Bay Area, if somebody knocks on your door and they ask for DNA of your daughter, don't play with him. Just shoot him or stab him. Not that I'm advocating violence. Because I am, but I'm not. It's double talk, right? I am, but I'm not. I'm not advocating violence. I'm just saying, if he's asking for DNA from your daughter, he's probably up to no good. Probably up to no good. That's some weirdo stuff, right? You just maybe run over his seat with your car. Not that I'm saying you should hurt him. It's a love tap. That's what we're talking about. We're talking about love taps. That's it. I probably just need to go on break now. Anyway, that is me saying, yeah, it's time to go on break. This is Outkast Elevator.
Headed and the low, what's the starter? Something good, with me and my nigga rode the martyr through the hood, just trying to find that hook up. Now every day we looked up at the ceiling, watching ceiling fans go round, trying to catch that feeling off instrumental. Had my pencil and plus my paper, we caught the 86 flies on your head to Decatur, writing rhymes, trying to find our spot up in that light, light up in that spot. Knowing that we can rock, doing the hole in the wall club, this shit here must stop, like breathe. We making the crowd move, but we not making no G's, and that ain't no.
A 1-2, dope niggas in the Cadillac, they call us with a plague, it's balls. Putting the stop, I'm on the map, it's like Little Rock to banging. Niggas say, motherfuck, that's plaguing. They paying, we staying, legging vocals done. Made it with them big boys up in this industry, Outkast. Yeah, them niggas, they making big noise, over a million sold to this day. Niggas, they take it lightly, 96, gonna be that year that out, y'all plaguing, it's invite me.
Me and you, your mama and your cousin too. Rolling down the strip on the pole, coming up, slamming cash and gold. Me and you, your mama and your cousin too. Rolling down the strip on the pole, coming up, slamming cash and gold.
Back in the day when I was younger, hunger, looking to fill me belly with that rally. Bullshit, pull shit off like it was supposed to be poor. But as a chick, I was stone like them white boys, smoking them white girls before them blunts got crossed. Chunky asses, passes getting sold like Hail Marys, and they looking like Halle Berry. So fine, intertwined. But we ain't sipping wine, we just chilling. I'm the rabbit villain, and I'm so high, smoking freely. Me, Lil B, Rick Moaning Shook, and my little brother James. Things changing the hood where I live at. Them rats, no, mama, I want to sing, but mama, I want to trick. And mama, I'm sucking dicks now. We moving on up in the world like elevators. Me and the crew, we pimps like 82. Me and you like Tone.
Yeah.
Like this East Point and we gone.
Me and you, your mama and your cousin too. rolling down the strip on poles, coming up, slamming cans and doors. Me and you, your mama and your cousin too. Rolling down the strip on poles, coming up, slamming cans and doors.
I stopped at the mall the other day, heard a call from the other way that I just came from. Some nigga was saying something, talking about, ain't no something.
You remember me from school?
No, not really, but he kept smiling like a clown, facial expression looking silly, and he kept asking me, what kind of car you drive? I know you paid, I know y'all got buku, but pulled from all them songs that y'all done made. And I replied that I've been going through the same thing that he has. True, I got more fans than the average man, but not enough loot to last me to the end of the week. I live by the beat like you live, check to check. If you don't move your feet, then I don't eat, so we like neck to neck. Yes, we done come a long way, like them slim ass cigarettes from Virginia. This ain't gonna stop, so we just gonna continue.
Me and you, your mama and your cousin too. Rolling down the strip on the pole, coming up, slamming cans and doors. Me and you, your mama and your cousin too. Rolling down the strip on the pole, coming up, slamming cans and doors. Me and you. Your mama and your cousin too. Rolling down the strip on the pole, coming up, slamming Cadillac doors. Me and you. Your mama and your cousin too. Rolling down the strip on the pole, coming up, slamming Cadillac doors. Me and you. Your mama and your cousin.
Together you got smooth drummer, smooth drummer.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N Word. That was Outkast, Elevators. So it's me and you, your mama and your cousins too. Anyway, 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. All right. So, talking about weird stuff that happens. So, there's a runner who got in trouble. Because on live TV, he smacked a reporter on the ass this Saturday. reporter Alex Bozer, anyway, I can't pronounce it. She was covering a race in Savannah, Georgia, when one of the runners... smacked her on the ass when running by. Later on, she kept her composure, right? Like, okay, she just kept reporting when dude smacked on the ass. But afterwards, she said, to the man who smacked my butt on live TV this morning, you violated, objectified, and embarrassed me. No woman should ever have to put up with this at work or anywhere. Do better. She said, he took my power, and I'm trying to take that back. And I think what it really comes down to is that he helped himself to a part of my body. Now, I'll say this first. Yeah, it's violating, right? I mean, most people know that if you smacking a woman on the ass, that means that y'all have an intimate relationship. Ass smacking is an intimate procedure. We're gonna be technical about it. Generally speaking, that is affection personified, playfulness. All of it, it is sensory. And the fact that a dude would do that, but then come out and here's the funny thing to say, I'm a family man, blah 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 blah, and try to defend himself. It's like, dude, you smacked her on the ass, and it wasn't like, once again, you know, there's the weak dudes argument that, oh, the woman is asking for it. And I'm like, no. Stop that. And when you do something like that, look, just be man enough to say, hey, I saw it. I took the opportunity. I smacked it. I was wrong. Shut up. Be done with it. Apologize and let that be it. But, you know, he, of course, has to, well, I guess it's not compounding because to him it's funny. He's banned from racing, but I'm like, she should press charges on him. You know, because you violate somebody. I mean, I think in these cases, some of these people who think they can take liberties with others should have to suffer those consequences. Because once again, smacking on the ass, that's for somebody who has earned that privilege. Yeah. So, I mean, and this is not perversions or anything like that. It's just, that's just a fact. I mean, in my experience, it's like you can only walk by a few times before smacking on the ass. I mean, it's just, and I would say that if you're in an intimate relationship with someone, y'all are together. And when we say intimate relationship, it's mental and physical, because intimacy is mental, right? Everything is mental first, then it translates to the physical because your brain tells it so. But I don't want to get too deep on y'all. Anyway, so if that happens, if that is happening, then you guys are in tune. If it is not happening and you're in an intimate relationship, I think that you're not, y'all not together. Not that I'm sitting here being Dr. Ruth or whatnot. I'm much cuter and obviously not as old. But I'm just saying, ass smacking, intimacy 101. When it is not intimate, it is violation 101. It's a difference. And for me, I get tired of seeing these dudes parade themselves out when you violate someone and then have the nerve to be like, oh, why are they tripping? I'm a family man. I do this, da 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 da. No. You're a violator. And a sucker. All at the same time. But I guess that's what happens when you get close to the cold full moon, right? We on that cold full moon thing today. The closer it gets, the crazier people get. Because it's been intense this week. We could say that. I mean, we've seen the fights, the shootings, the robberies, the chases. I mean, we're in the, what, this the second week of December? It's getting kind of epic. Or what was that song? Chill, Rob G. It's getting kind of hectic. Anyway, so the crazy thing that people do and try to justify is really amazing to me. So, for example, there was a guy in San Diego did YouTube videos. What did he do YouTube videos of? He's talking about shooting people. I'm not gonna give him any notoriety by saying his name. I think that when people are thinking like this, normally, and they're doing these videos, whatever, they are trying to elicit some kind of attention. I always think of it as these were the people who just didn't get hugs when they were youngsters. And so in order to draw attention to themselves, they do stuff like this. YouTube videos, standing in front of a mirror, posing for the camera, pointing guns out a hotel window. He's aiming at targets in downtown San Diego. He was arrested on 3 felony weapons charges. The former charges are going to be announced later on this week. He's practicing. It's looking like in his videos, he's practicing for a mass shooting. He's got his ammunition on the floor. Live ammunition, by the way. He's loading a handgun and pointing it out the window as people can be seen on the sidewalk. He's at this hotel called the Sophia in downtown San Diego, not too far from the federal courthouse. And he's going from room to room talking to himself as he picks up several assault weapons. He's pulling the trigger to an empty gun, pointing outside the hotel suite at different people as they walk by. And he's got a mannequin in the room, and he's pointing at the head of the mannequin going, boom. Now, talk about this, because it's glamorized at this point. And don't get me wrong, I'm not talking about movies. Now, because movies are movies. And I know there are people who are dumb enough to take fiction and make it reality. And the weird thing is, this fiction, which in some cases was taken from reality, is now mimicking that reality and vice versa. And so we have these folks who are dying for attention. And you've talked about it, the social media phenomenon, because people don't know how to talk to people. The whole conversing, having a tangible conversation is beyond folks live. So now we have a bunch of internet muscle individuals. I mean, everybody's Arnold Schwarzenegger muscled up on the internet, right? So you can say anything and there's no consequence. And so the ante is being upped. And so the ante is it's people would do stupid stuff on YouTube to get attention. You know, there's an inordinate amount of stupid videos on YouTube where people just do whatever. You have folks who doing whatever to kill themselves. I mean, I remember Jackass, talking about a decade ago, where Jackass was the shit. Dudes doing dumb pranks just so they can get noticed. Work for them. But as we know, there's the one group that it works for, and then there's everybody else. And so now we have individuals like this who I'm going to get my attention. And how does he get his attention? By making YouTube videos, which is it's one of the most brain dead things that you can do, because you're saying, hey, I'm advertising that I want to kill people on YouTube. And he's posting it. He's posting it. So you could say there's obviously there's some mental issues, right? But is it clinical mental issues, or is it just, once again, we talk that nature nurture, right? Is it nature a lack of nurturing? Some people predisposed to be violent animals. I mean, that used to be what the sentiment was when you would look at and talk about black people, right? White people would say that that's they're animals, and they're predisposed to having these animalistic tendencies. And so do we say that about these individuals who post videos about murdering people, mimicking murdering people, doing dress rehearsals? How do you categorize these individuals? I mean, we can go with the clinical psychotic, and we can, of course, go with the larger society's testimony that, hey, these folks, they're just lone gum and whatnot, but they of course they fit a certain profile and they have a certain mindset. We're going to kill people we don't know. Not that they've done anything to us. They just, hey, I just want to kill some people. It's a sad testimony, actually. A very, very sad testimony. I mean, this is where we're at, right? And so what's up with that? Don't know. I'm a conspiracy theorist. So you can say there's post-hypnotic suggestions in pretty much everything that we do and watch, right? So maybe that's it. Or maybe he's just one of those people who setting himself up to get involved in this thing coming up. Because I can't just leave the segment right there, right? Because that's like dark and gloomy. I mean, laugh yet. So, for those of you who, because it's that time of year, right? Down in Florida, because I love the state of Florida so much, they're preparing to host the Super Bowl. And so they're actually having another bowl. It's the Python Bowl. It's an annual Python challenge that they've had for going on a decade now. When I first start doing smooth drama, they were doing the Python challenge in Florida. And basically what it is they recruit hunters in Florida and from wherever, and they train them to spot, capture, and remove, or as they call it, humanely kill the pythons. The python hunter who removes the most pythons will win an ATV. The person who captures the largest individual snake will be awarded $2,000. Now, Governor Ron DeSantis, you know that racist dude that won? Not like they aren't all racist, but yeah, that racist dude that won. He says the protection of our environment and natural resources is critical. So we're having the Python Bowl. Now, what's not talked about is this is totally a man-made phenomenon. No, fitting with the theme I'm talking about tonight, crazy. Because people had pythons as pets. which I've never understood because it's Python. You can't play with it, can't play catch with it. I mean, basically all they do is line themselves up to eat you if they could. you have Python as a pet. It gets too big, and so they were just dropping them off in the swamp. Unfortunately, pythons, the female can have up to 100 eggs at a time. So they've become invasive and have wrecked the ecosystem in Florida. And so that's why. Because to this day, they've said during their Python challenge, there's over 9,300 of them that have been caught, removed, whatnot. And so they have this so that they can get rid of them. You know, I asked this question, and this is before I go on break here. Are y'all ready to go to the Python Bowl? Who would actually consider being serious enough to go down there? You even think that stuff is something you would think about doing? I've always laughed and marveled at the idiocy that precedes the need for this. Because that's what we're talking about. So we talk about the shooters. We talk about the criminal activities. What is the idiocy that, you know, precedes the corrective measure? And how do we stop that? I mean, I know. Not that I'm an expert or anything. And we'll talk about it when I get back. What can we do to stop the idiocy? Anyway, this is my homie Scotty Spittin. Pay as you go, flow.
A little something for y'all, I'm in a bad mood. Life changing experience, turn the sound to all crew. Now I spit so your soul can hurt too. Feel the pain like when your kids cry, boo hoo. This is bitter rap, it's nasty to the taste. The nice guy was shot and I came back in scowl face. And it's all downhill from here for y'all. Plan to go all out, walls to the wall. Watch you trip, get up and still fall. We all in without testing the water, cannonball. So get every bit of the anger spit. Give them fit, drop dead Fred shit. You fit, right said Fred shit. Too sexy for the mic, come on, stop it. Exhausted rappers need energy, drink the Sobe. Came from Cali to bring heat, axle slowly. Found a piece of mind in Houston and cats told me that I could flow. Even my man knew like Ginobili. State of Missouri rap, y'all gotta show me. Lenoge, you know, came to take the child. That came with the mic, handle stout, make flow still out. Gwen Stefani, we leave no doubt. We gotta eat, meals walk without the bucks. That's why I gotta snatch your mic, right hand, give it up. Pay as you go, flow, space out, yo. Pay as you go, flow, space out, yo. If it's too fast, then exercise your cardio. Space out, yo. I take a deep breath and stick to no sounds left. Handle the mic with reckless abandon, auto grand theft. Or better yet, grand theft audio. If the flow's too fast, exercise your cardio. Won't stop, won't drop, won't quit. But kick lyrics to order online like Netflix. And shit, cold fit with no slip. Roll with cold cats like Phoenix and Heathcliff. See you all stiff, standing in cement, no dip. Tough tip, rhymes can't be caught with no mitt. Can't forget the beat stick, like the right size hat fit. Mixtape shine bright, we all lit. We rhyme thick, all we got them can handle the weights and spot them. The weakness in our team, we all clutch from top to bottom. The mic halls, we shoot all the balls. To score at the buzzer to beat y'all draws. Storm the court and take it all the way to state. The pasta mixtape brings different styles to the plate. Cook it and watch y'all gobble it up. The rhymes are real savvy, crafty, King Midas touch. Eat classic style while y'all got a feature beat. We spit in one room, nigga, hotel, Black Embassy suite. Wake up call, start daily supplement intake. Hit or split your wig, through the barber beefcake. And got the best special moves. Clip y'all dudes with the heat like Juan Juju. Cash only for the lyrics show. My bros born serious together. The flow is one soul. No reverse that. So one dingbats. We kick styles back and forth. Hacky sack raps. Pay as you go flow. Space out, yo. Pay as you go flow. Space out, yo. Pay as you go flow. Space out, yo. The nose, aka Scotty Spitting.
Together you got smooth drummer. All right, welcome back to Smooth Drummer with your host, Mr. F the N Word. That was the homie Scotty Spitting. Pay as you go, flow. Spaced out, yo. 347-826-7435 is the call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. All right. So, y'all know it's about that time. We talk about Groundhog Day.
That shit happened again? Oh, hell no.
So, what is that shit that happened again? Well, see, sometimes, as one can be reminded, we are American-centric, and we think that some of the same things that happen just happen in one place, but it's the same old racist thing, and sometimes we need to be reminded of that. So, Groundhog Day. Somali activist and organizer Almas Elman was shot and killed while inside their vehicle in Mogadishu. She was a social activist and organizer. Shot and killed. Now they say information regarding her death is scarce. The security guards, well, security officials who were present at the compound where she was killed, said she was hit by a stray bullet and died within minutes. Speculations are also circulating that this may have been an assassination attempt. Now, they say this may have been an assassination attempt, but it's not an attempt because, one, she died. Two, black activists. Well, we'll say Somali activists. She's an African activist, someone who was fighting for her people. Now, what makes that Groundhog Day? Seems like if you fight for the people, if you actually care about people, they want to kill you. Because you care. And your caring could be infectious and be bad. Because what we're talking about, what I've been talking about here, was situations where people were about themselves. So you just, I don't normally do this, but say you just go down the line. Sometimes I just do that. So we talked about the Lizzo and the thong. I care about myself. I'm promoting myself. No arguments there. But that's part of it. I'm tanning my asshole. I want you to look at me. And my ass. I'm just shaking my head when I say that. A dude going door to door asking for DNA from your daughter. I'm guessing he's not promoting world peace or anything that is positive in the universe. Because I'm just not going to say in the Bay Area or in the Turlock area or whatever area. I'm just going to say in the whole universe. He's probably not promoting nothing positive. The dude who slapped a reporter on the ass live on TV. Paragon of virtue. Married man. Self-professed married man. And happy family man. But he's smacking reporters on the ass. That's like a me move. That's just me. And so, this guy, where we left off, making videos, he's saying that, nah, it wasn't even how y'all made it. You know, because, of course, they charge him. He says, not guilty. Obviously, I just made a video pretending like I want to kill a bunch of people. Because that's what normal people do. That's exactly what normal people do. Who are about themselves, obviously. Because once again, there's nothing positive in the connotation of staring out my window. See, because there was, when I think of that, I think of one of my heroes, Malcolm X. There's the iconic pose. I guess it's not iconic, but there's the pose that we remember. Him looking out the window with the gun in his hand. Right? Different connotation. One is protecting my family from whoever is trying to mess with me and my family. And this is a dude in the hotel room talking to himself. Talking about killing people. Nothing positive about that. These are not individuals that people are killing. I mean, George Zimmerman is still alive. But Somali activist and organizer Almas Elman is not. Now, I'm not sitting here saying who deserves to die, who doesn't deserve to die. I think my co-host said it best. Where's the street justice? Street justice should handle this. Now, I would say, is there street justice where individuals who, one, kill people who actually help people? Because once again, I'm going to say her name again, Almas Elman. Activist and organizer. Someone who is helping others. Cares about others. That's an individual that we should be loving and cherishing. But nah, can't love and cherish an individual who actually loves and cherishes other individuals. There's just no logic to that in the bizarro world that we live in. We promote, we allow individuals who make videos, we say their name, make them famous. We promote them. People who kill people's innocent kids. They get to make a name for themselves. But we don't think that they don't deserve to live. We think that people who are helping people don't deserve to live. It is an ironic connotation. Because we never look at it from that perspective. Slave insurrections. Not freedom fighters. Slave insurrections. fighting for freedom, writing for freedom. Not encouraged. Hate? Hell yeah. We got to hate. And so, Groundhog Day is saying the ultimate in hate. I hate you because you love people. So I have to kill you because you love people. You want to help people be better. So I have to kill you. I need to kill you because you love people and want people to be better. But if you hate people, I'll let your ass live to kill and hate another day. Sad, sad testimony. Sad testimony. Saddest testimony. Actually, California law. And this is crazy. This California law was created to prevent black women from dying during childbirth. The law will now require hospitals and other healthcare to train healthcare providers to pay special attention to minorities' perinatal services. And I guess Serena Williams had been advocating on the issue of black women dying during childbirth at disproportionately high rates as compared to their white peers. And it's gotten attention, and Gavin Newsom signed the bill. I'm like, we wasn't already doing that? I mean, the fact that you have to sign a bill that says, hey, you know those black women who come in there pregnant, we want to make sure they live. I just thought that was the mission. I thought that was the mission. You come in pregnant, you leave out alive with your child. But apparently it wasn't serious. It wasn't serious enough to just happen. We had to advocate for a bill to force people to care about the people that they're supposed to care about in the first place. That doesn't normally work, but I just think that it's funny. Going back to that ironic part, very ironic part, where you're forcing people to care about people. I got to sign it into a law. God damn it. You better take care of these people at the hospital. Because apparently certain individuals who go to the hospital are not important as other individuals who come to the hospital for some strange reason. I don't know why. Nobody knows. We don't know why. Why? Why is this person more important than another? Then, you know, you say the people who talk about it are crazy. Y'all take this too seriously. But, I mean, the fact that you have to pass a bill, the fact that they kill people who care about people. And it's regular. It's Groundhog Day. It's not a phenomenon. It's our day one. On that note, I'm Mr. F the N-word. This was another Smooth Drama production. Peace, love, and hair grease. I'll see you on the next turnaround. Oh, and if you're listening, you go to the Smooth Drama site and we can talk. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you guys.
Smooth.
Drama.